Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian Vodou cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise.
Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Today, we are going to explore, honor, and love on the powerful aquatic loas, Metagüe and La Sirène. As always, we begin our connection about the divine by centering ourselves with breath and prayer. So let's breathe together three times. Inhale, awakening. And exhale, illusion. Inhale, curiosity. And exhale, assumption. Inhale, alignment. And exhale, frustration. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to the divine spirits and our collective ancestors of earth, water, fire, and air in the east, west, north, and south, both known and unknown. Greetings to Metagüe and Mambo La Sirène. We invite you into this space and ask that you help us all better learn and understand your energy. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. We ask that whatever you need from this episode be met, the guidance shared in this episode be understood, and that any lessons that need to be learned be learned. Aibobo, Agoago, Bo, Rababa, Asao, Alaso, Awoshenago, Javodo, Afutai, Bilolo, Swakongo, Kwa, Sen, Mbo. Welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital aku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big aibobo to you. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife, and this show is all about one thing: deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian Vodou. Each week, I share information with the goal of educating, empowering, and enlightening our listeners on the beautiful sacred religious practices of Haitian Vodou. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd love for you to hit that follow subscribe button so you never miss an update. If you're enjoying what you hear, leaving us a quick rating or a quick review is one of the best ways to support the show. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend you think who would enjoy it as well. And since we have listeners in our digital laku all across the world, every week I shout out a city where our listeners are located. This week, I want to send a big aibobo, a big shout out to all of our listeners in Richmond, Virginia. So Richmond, Virginia, aibobo, aibobo, aibobo to you. Let's begin with the parole pouvoir of the week. Parole pouvoir in English, for those that are new to the show, means words of power. And each week we unpack a powerful Creole word rooted in Haitian Vodou, exploring its ancestral meaning and the spiritual wisdom that it carries. So this week's parole pouvoir is actually going to be two words. Both are related to the aquatic spirits of Metagüe and Mambo La Sirène. The first parole pouvoir of today is the word zile. In February 1991, the late Mambo Ita Jean-Baptiste, she actually provided a definition for the word zile that I want to read to you all. She says, in Vodou, the deep sea far from the shore is seen as the sacred horizon where the sun rises and sets, symbolizing the bridge between worlds and the living spirit of African tradition. So when we think about this word zile and zile being the deep sea, in Vodou, the ocean isn't just water. It's alive. It's sacred. It has a lot of power. So zile is the deep sea. And when we think about the deep sea, it's the part that's far beyond the shore, the part of the sea that you can't see the bottom. And most humans may not have ever seen the bottom of the deep sea. But understand that in that space, it is powerful. It's sometimes considered almost otherworldly. And Vodouizans believe that out there, at the horizon where the sea meets the sky, the physical world and the spiritual world come together. So when we think about zile as Mumbo Ita Jean-Baptiste described, zile is the symbol of connection, right? Zile is the bridge between the living and the spirits, between the earth and the ancestral world at the deepest parts of the ocean. And the second word of today is Potlumbi. So Mumbo Ita Shamati, she also provides the definition that I'll read. She says a Potlumbi is a seashell. It's pretty much a seashell that Vodouizans use to summon the wind in the temple as an offering to Metagwe. So the seashell, just like the sea is sacred in Vodou, the seashells are also sacred. And practitioners use the seashell as a tool within Vodou. And you can actually see in every episode of Agua Cirito, after I finish the prayer, we usually kind of have the sound of the seashell. We have the sound of what's called the Potlumbi. You hear it blow three times. And when the Potlumbi blows, you know, when people blow into that type of shell, it's a big seashell. It makes this deep echoing sound. And it's really the sound of the wind, the sound of the sea answering back in a sense. And when we use that sound at the end of the prayer, it is actually an act to call Metagwe. Because when people use the Potlumbi, particularly in ceremony, it is usually very serious. You sometimes see people, Vodouizans, will use the Potlumbi when they go to the ocean, let's say to make an offering or to pray to Metagwe. They will use the Potlumbi as a way to summon Metagwe, to call him. So in this sense, the Potlumbi becomes a bridge as well, just like zile. It becomes a bridge between the air, the sea, and the spirit world. Aibobo. Do you have a Vodou word that you would like to learn more about? Email us at aguacirito@gmail.com. And we'll make sure to feature it in an upcoming episode. I would be remiss to not begin today's episode. I want to take a moment and just highlight a couple of, again, changes, adjustments we're making in the podcast. One that I'm particularly proud of is the new podcast episode cover art that we have begun including in each episode over the past month or so. I actually felt called, listeners, to elevate the visual components of the show because Vodou is such an embodied religion. I wanted to find opportunities and ways as much as I can between, you know, full-time. I'm a full-time graduate student. So I know my bandwidth is limited, but I wanted to find ways in addition to singing, to providing songs, to providing, you know, certain sound effects where it makes sense. I wanted to find ways to, you know, to kind of continue to advance that sense of embodiment that Vodou provides through sound and music and now with visual art. So if you haven't had a moment, if you haven't noticed, I wanted to call it to your attention. Check it out. Look at, you know, And we actually had a chance to update some of the past episodes as well. So check out the visual artwork of each podcast episode. Let us know what you think. You know, as we continue to grow and continue to walk in our digital journey together as a Laku, we will incorporate more visual elements into the show. So I'm really excited as we're able to do that. Now, if you have ideas, we'd love to hear from you. Again, at aguacerito@gmail.com. So today we will be discussing the amazing Metagwe, the beautiful, beautiful sacred Mambo La Sirene. We will be discussing their origins, their functions, and their energetic signature. In today's episode, I will also provide a theological comparative of similar deities across world religions. And we will end today's show talking about, what does it mean when you see Agwe and Mambo La Sirene surface in your life? What does that mean to you? Today's episode will be informed by the scholarly works of, again, my late biological mother, Mambo Itas Jean-Baptiste. Before we begin with today's prompt, let's first take a moment. I want to take a moment in honor and love on the spiritual significance of the ocean and its meaning to all living things across planet Earth. When most people think about the ocean, people just think, large body of water. It's actually the largest body of water on the entire planet. It makes up a good percentage. It makes up a majority of the Earth when you think about just the mass, the scale, and the size, and the breadth and depth of the ocean. Spiritually, though, the ocean represents life, the ocean represents creation, and the ocean represents mystery. And if we think about it from a scientific, from a biological perspective, it is the first home to all living things. And in not just in Haitian Vodou, but in many other Afro-diasporic African cosmology, the ocean in itself is seen as a living spirit. It's seen as a place where the divine and humans meet. It's seen, because it is a place of creation, it's seen as both a womb as well as a mirror. It holds the power to create, the power to heal, the power to transform. Think about it. Water literally transforms everything it touches. It's an amazing, amazing element. It can dissolve, it can cleanse, it can renew. So spiritually, the ocean invites you to do the same, to release what no longer serves you and to allow your emotions to flow. I'm a big fan of, if you feel like the vibes are off energetically in your life, there's no better way than to just take a trip to the beach and get a chance to just submerge yourself in the ocean, talk to the ocean. It is amazing, the power of the ocean in and of itself. And because, again, talking into the ocean, the ocean also carries memory. The ocean holds stories. The ocean remembers our ancestors. It remembers the journeys that they had, the pains of the Middle Passage during the transatlantic slave trade. It remembers the whispers of their prayers that were said into the waves. So it's really interesting how the ocean is this sort of living spirit. It's seen as a boundary between life and spirit. And the ocean is vast. It's unpredictable. It has the power to comfort, but it also has the power to destroy. It has the power to nurture, but it also has the power to test. So when we think about the ocean, you know, I wanted to begin the conversation around Metagwen La Siren by honoring the ocean, by respecting and understanding the power of the ocean and all that it brings to life, all that it brings to us. Aibobo, aibobo, aibobo. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and begin our discussion about Metagwe. Metagwe is the loa of the ocean, the loa of navigation, the loa of order. He is called, his full name is called Metagwe Tawoyo, which actually that word means Master Agwe of the deep waters. Metagwe governs ships. Metagwe governs and oversees over fishermen, oversees over the tides. He oversees pretty much anyone who makes their living on the sea or sets out on their journeys across the sea. Metagwe is the admiral in the spiritual navy of Vodou. He is the one who keeps the balance between the visible world and the unseen. Metagwe is not only about water, he's actually also about direction, knowing how to steer, like direction in your life, how to read the waves, how to move forward with purpose, aibobo. So when we think about Metagwe, we think about how Metagwe carries our ancestors across these waters. And when we think about where the destination of those waters are, from a Vodou lens, when we think about the sea, we think about the ocean, we think about Metagwe, we think about the journey back to Guinea. And Guinea is, again, the spiritual Africa, the spiritual heaven of Africa. that is considered a return home. So Metagwe, he is the captain who guides the boats of the soul. Metagwe brings messages from ancestors. He brings blessings. He brings wisdom beyond our human comprehension. As a naval spirit, Metagwe, he values discipline, he values order, and he values ceremony. And I want to share a quick story. My biological mother used to tell me when she would talk about Metagwe, she used to tell me that in Haiti, and again, this is a long time ago. I don't know if this is the case now in lineages and temples across Haiti, but she used to tell me that when there was a vodou ceremony that was taking place and it was going to become time to call and invoke Metagwe in the ceremony, she used to tell me how they, like in the temple, they literally would turn off the lights. They would tell everyone, like it'd be like this big fuss to kind of everyone be quiet. If you were drinking, stop drinking or step outside the temple. If you were smoking, you gotta put your cigarette out. You know, she used to, you know, tell me that it was like if you were doing anything that was not deemed in order or not deemed, you know, a behavior of respect, you had to cut all of that out because they were about to call Metagwe. And they would turn off the lights. They would use the potlambi and call and summon him as part of the religious ceremony. And so that was an act to show the reverence and the respect that Metagwe was deemed, right? Because he must be treated with respect. He must be treated with precision because of his value for discipline, his value for order, particularly in ceremony. So I remember that. And she used to... You know, my mother, she was very colorful and animated when she would tell the story, because she would say how like people would just be in the crowd. They would start, everyone's fussing with each other, like, you know, everyone be quiet, shut up, Metagwe is coming. So it was like this big, it was like the shh, everyone like get it together because we're about to call Metagwe and we must honor his and value his need for respect, his need for order and discipline. Ai bobo to that. But also, in going back to this conversation about Metagwe, in February 1991, the late Mambo Ita, she actually gave her rendition of who Metagwe is and his function. She writes, "Agwe, as the loa, the spirit of the sea, rests spiritually at the base of the calabash tree." Now, the calabash is the sacred vessel within vodou. She also says he is considered the admiral and minister of the sea. Because of this, when a ship is in danger at sea, the captain traditionally blows the horn 3 times, and this signal is known as a salute to Agwe. And she mentions how this ritual is not unique to Haitians. People of other cultures also know it. She continues and says the word Agwe comes from the Fone language of Africa, and Agwe means shore or coast. And the word Awoyo, which is also linked to his name, means the sea. So Metagwe and the name, in the way that she's described it, it means the shore, coast, or the sea in certain African dialects. And the name Agwe is actually a variation of Agbe, the name of an ancient sea deity from Ouida, Benin, which is seen as a symbol of African inspiration and spiritual roots. She also says in the Vodou language of Guinea, the true sacred name of Agwe's boat is called Imamu Lade Zile Menfo Jeje Bekon. And we're going to come back. I want to come back and talk about Imamu, because she does give a specific breakdown of the word Imamu means. So I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But Mambo Ita, she further goes on to say that Metagwe represents the will and reflection of ritual water in Vodou mysticism. Spiritually, he is like the mist or vapor that rises around the Potomita. And remember, the Potomita, listeners, is that central central pillar, the central post that is in most Vodou temples. Mumbo Ites further goes on to say, that's why during Christmas season, particularly in Haiti, people who serve the laws go and bathe in the sea under Metagwe's protection. And this ritual is done to renew their good fortune through the sacred boat of Agwe, which is symbolically drawn or anchored on the ceiling of the temple. This is called the boat of Ezuli. And so that boat of Ezuli represents luck and blessings for everyone who performs the magical sea bath ritual under Ezuli's influence. This mystery is also linked to Nago Oyo, a spiritual tradition that represents consciousness within the material world of initiation. This connects the spiritual atmosphere and the constellations of Ezuli illuminated under the moonlight magic of Agwe Woyo. So I want to deconstruct, because she said this is a very powerful passage that she talks about here. And I want to take a moment to deconstruct that for a moment here. At its heart, what Mumbo Ites is essentially saying about Agwe is that he is the spiritual embodiment of will, the spiritual embodiment of reflection, the spiritual body of transformation through water. So remember, in Haitian Vodou, water is alive, right? Water thinks, water remembers, water moves with intention. So when she says in the text that Metagwe represents the will and reflection of ritual water, she's saying that Agwe is both the energy that moves the waters and the mirror that shows us ourselves within those waters. His nature is like a mist. It's formless yet present, hovering between different states or different realms, right? Just like a spirit hovers over the world. And, you know, when she talks about kind of this, the boat. So if you go to many Vodou temples, this may not be the case in all lineages, but in many Vodou temples, when you look at the Potomita, if you look at the top of it, you typically sometimes see a small boat that's kind of, you know, kind of suspended in the air at the top of the temple. And so that is why she is mentioning about Agwe's presence, right? His presence at the Potomita, and how this symbolizes spirits rising and moving between the realms, connecting ritual space to cosmic flow. So remember in past episodes, I had talked about the role of Legba. We talked about the fact that Legba opens the gate. We talked about the fact that Wunta helps call and invoke the spirits, right? We talked about the role that Magasa plays, right? There's 7 Magasa points at each kind of, you know, kind of that's separated across the Potomita to help facilitate and draw in the laws into the earthly realm in manifestation into the Vodou space. So in this case, Agwe's boat Imamu also plays a role in helping spirits move up and down between the realms and acting as sort of a vehicle for that to happen. So while the Magasas are kind of posted up across, up and down the different stages of the Potomita, you then have Agwe's boat that's kind of going, making the journey back and forth, up and down this Potomito, symbolically to represent the role that Imamu plays, to represent the role that Agwe plays in ritual. So she also talks about the Christmas bath. I thought that was another powerful piece. And the Christmas sea bath, this was written back in, you know, 1991. So it may not be the case in all situations today, It may not have been the same traditions, but back then it was really considered a ritual of renewal and cleansing. So during Christmas time in Haiti, that's usually the time spiritually where a lot of people sought to renew. They start to fortify their, kind of preparing spiritually for the next year, right? Preparing, renewing, cleansing them their times. Because when you think about during the Christmas time, it's usually the time of the year where there's the longest nights. So again, bathing in the ocean under Agua's protection is a way to return to creation. It's a way to wash away heavy spiritual, to wash away any spiritual heaviness, to be able to realign back with luck and vitality. So it's really, really interesting how that is always the case. And I think sometimes you may hear listeners, if people aren't taking kind of baths in the ocean, they're also taking other types of fortifying baths. So we hear a lot sometimes in certain mainstream conversations in Vodou, you hear a lot about Makaya. You hear about bath, renewal baths that's under the guise of Simbi. And we're going to talk about Simbi in a future episode. But there's also baths in terms of using the power of the ocean under the guise of Metagwe. I think it's also interesting how Mambo Ita, she talks about the fact that the Imamu boat, which is also called the boat of Ezuli, when it's connected, when it's suspended in the temple, it's transformed and called the boat of Ezuli. And in this regard, the boat of Ezuli represents grace, it represents prosperity, it represents sweetness of love and fortune. So when devotees bathe, they are ritually boarding the boat, so to speak, when they're and again, this is really symbolic language. Lastly, in that passage, Mambo Itas talks about this mystery that's linked to Nago Oyo. And Nago Oyo is tying Vodou back to its Yoruba roots. It's going back to thinking about a lineage of consciousness, of discipline, of embodied religion. So Nago often refers to the Yoruba stream within Vodou. We're going to talk about the Nago laws, primarily Ogu laws. We're going to talk about them. They're also interconnected with Agwe. But and Oyo is actually one of the royal cities in Nigeria. So with Mambo Itas connecting Agwe and Erzuli's celestial dance to Nago Oyo, she's essentially saying that the sea, the stars, and the self are all part of one spiritual system. And she ends that phrase by mentioning the moonlight magic of Agwe Woyo, which brings all of that into focus. It helps us think about the illumination of consciousness within matter, the illumination of emotion within ritual, the illumination of love within will. With that, we are going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up our conversation about Metagwe. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. Metagwe and Mambo La Cien, they both carry significant spiritual weight across a variety of Vodou rituals, of Vodou ceremonies. Mambo Itas, she writes, in the Vodou tradition, there are three main ceremonies connected to the spirit Agwe. The first one she mentions is Boulezin, which is the first ceremony. The second ceremony is Couche Tambou. And the third ceremony is Bai Bak. And listeners, each of these ceremonies that she references, I plan on doing episodes to talk about some of the common Vodou ceremonies. So we'll come back to that. But I think at this particular moment, just understand from the text that she is referencing these three ceremonies. She continues to say, for a Vodou practitioner to complete these three ceremonies, they must also perform a mystical journey to the spirit world, to Guinea. This means that in spirit, they cross the waters to receive spiritual powers and then return with those powers and the sacred veves that are used for these ceremonies. These rituals are done under the authority of Metagwe, who is seen as the admiral among the spirits working with Dambala and Aida Wedo, who represent the foundation or anchor of the spiritual structure. And Ezuli represents the heart of Vodou, the force of love and life, and Legba is the guardian of creation, who opens the way for all ceremonies. So collectively, all these forces give spiritual strength and power to the initiation ceremonies of Boulezin, which are performed under the guidance of Metagwe. Going back to Imamu, so we cannot discuss and talk about Metagwe without talking about his boat, Imamu. So Mambo Itas, she provides a etymological breakdown of what Imamu represents. In her text, she writes, in Vodou mysticism, the African Neptune is called Imamu, which is also the name of Agwe's sacred boat. Imamu represents the clairvoyance of the initiate under the solar aspect, the light that guides all magical work. And Imamu is understood as a three-part mystery within the Vodou temple or the Umfo. So I'm going to break down how she talks about. So Im, in the Imamu, Im means the word or spoken command. Ma means the mystery, which corresponds to pouring water, which is a sacred act symbolizing life and energy. And then Mu means the substance or essence, the material that brings everything together. And these three elements combine give the Vodou priest or priestess the power to pour water as a spiritual gesture, a mystical movement that represents the spiritual will rising up within them. Through this act, the priest or priestess channels their spirit to direct magical energy. It unites the three forces, the word, the mystery, and the substance, all expressed through water, which is both the physical and spiritual medium of power. So again, another powerful, powerful passage that Mambo Itas provides us in helping us understand and decode and be able to explore Imamu. So I want to take a moment. I want to deconstruct what she is saying here, and stay with us, listeners. In Haitian Vodou thought, if we think about within Haitian Vodou thought, Imamu is not just a name of the boat. Imamu is a symbol of deep spiritual knowing tied to Metagwe. And so when the passage where she says Imamu represents clairvoyance or spiritual insight under the solar aspect, that's a way of saying that water, while deep and hidden, can also mirror the light, and that water reflects illumination. So because of the role that water plays, Imamu represents spiritual clairvoyance. It represents, as a boat, as an object, represents spiritual sight. And this allows the initiate who learns to see through the water, and when we say see, we're talking about spiritually see, through the water learns to navigate the invisible world, guided by clarity rather than control. And then there's the breakdown of the word imamu. So when she talked about the word imamu, im, the word, the act of speaking sacred intention into being. She talked about it being a command. When we think about what a command is, it's really an act of intention into being. Because words are powerful. Words can be spells. And in Vodou, words are a symbol of creation. When we say ma, the mystery, it is the offering or movement that enacts what the words begin. So pouring water here is not just symbolic, it's energetic. When we think about the role that the priest can have in speaking the words, in pouring libations. And then mu, the substance as she referenced, is the physical and spiritual matter that holds it all together. It's the clay, it's the water, it's the breath, it's the living medium of creation. So in this context, when a priest or priestess pours water, they're aligning the spoken word, they're aligning the movement, and they're aligning the actual object, the physical matter, into one motion. And that gesture of harmony is between body, spirit, and the natural world. And the water in this case becomes the bridge. It becomes the bridge between visible and invisible, matter and meaning, self and spirit. Aibobo to that. So at its heart, when we think about that passage, it's really about the relationality between harmony and balance. And that is the role that imamu plays, is this idea that power flows with speech, power flows when there is intention in your speech, and matter moves together in rhythm with the cosmos. And this is why, listeners, when people think about the role of a priest and priestess, and again, we're gonna have an episode where we're gonna deconstruct what a mumbo awunga is. They can be seen as also a magician, right? Because when we think about a magician, we think about a shaman. We think about an individual that has a certain command of elements. Having a command of the elements in order to use your speech, to use intent in your speech, and to move matter, all works in tandem. And imamu is the facilitator of that movement, of that relationality, of that balance with water and humans and the spirit world, all working together in tandem. Beautiful. So I want to take a moment. I want to switch gears and do a brief comparison of Agwe to other deities across world religions. From a theological comparative lens, we see Agwe and his energetic signature represented in different spaces. So if we begin with the Yoruba cosmology, Agwe resonates with Olokun. So Olokun is the deep mysterious orisha of the ocean's bottom. When we think about, if we go and we pivot to Condomble or Santeria, Agwe's energetic signature can also be represented in Yamanja. So Yamanja can also be represented within Lacien, but in this context, that energy and the travel of energy and really the navigation of energy in the same sense that Agwe is can also be seen in Yamanja as well. In the Hindu tradition, we see similarities with Varuna. So Varuna is the Vedic keeper of cosmic waters and divine order. If we pivot and we take a look at Greek and Roman myth, Agwe mirrors Poseidon or Neptune. If we look at some of the Polynesian or indigenous Caribbean cosmologies, we think about like the Taino, sea deities like Kanaloa or Atabe carry the same idea of oceanic wisdom and balance. So Aibobo, I wanna give a big shout out and love on Metagwe. So Aibobo to Agwe, Captain Simbo. And we want to send a big shout out, a big Aibobo, and salute all the Metagwe Lois, all the Metzile Lois, all the Imamu Lois, those we know, those we don't know, those I said, those I didn't say. Aibobo, Aibobo, Aibobo. With that, we're going to take another break and we're going to come back and begin our conversation about Mambo La Sien.
Aibobo!
Aibobo!
Aibobo Vodou!
Aibobo!
La Sien, give le moi, on va le voir, ça vous vivre, on va le
Chapom tombe na la main. La sirène, la baleine. Chapom tombe na la main. Chapom tombe na la main. When people hear the name La Sirène, many people imagine the mermaid, right? The mermaid, the woman that has the body of a human and the tail of a fish. When we think about La Sirène, we think about the mermaid, in Haitian voodoo, it is so much, much more than that. While she is sometimes fantasized and really kind of given a certain symbol when we think about Western mythology, Haitian voodoo, La Sirène, is a force of nature. She embodies both the fresh waters and the salt waters, the rivers and the oceans. La Sirène owns all the waters of the earth, and she delegates different aspects of those waters to other laws. So she oversees all bodies of water and allows other deities and oversees other deities that have different aspects of different types of water. La Sirène carries the rhythm of creation in and of itself. La Sirène, actually, she has African roots similar to Agwe, particularly from Congo and Benin. And in those traditions, water spirits known as Mamiwata and Simbi were long honored before colonization. And so La Sirène is a transformation of a number of different aquatic spirits from the West and Central African regions. La Sirène, she actually makes up part of a trinity. So there's La Sirène, there's her sister La Baleine. So La Baleine is the whale, and Metagwe. And together, the three of them represent different depths and layers of the ocean. La Sirène, she has the ability to move between these levels and linking them together through emotion, through music, through power. So La Sirène, she is also the spirit of beauty. She's the spirit of fame, of music, and wealth. And she's not, when we think about wealth, it's not just material wealth. It's also the wealth of knowing your value, knowing your gifts, knowing your purpose, and the harmonic values of music. La Sirène is also the keeper of knowledge and lost things. People who serve La Sirène often find themselves drawn to mysteries. And it's really interesting, her relationship with music. So we go back, if we think about in Haitian voodoo, there's drumming, right? When the drumming changes to her rhythm, you can sometimes feel the sea rising up in the temple. Like, you can definitely feel a difference in the energetic signature that her music carries. And her songs are very hypnotic. There's musicians that say that in Haiti, their gift of music, their gift of singing comes from her. And it's really interesting about La Sirène. There's been many, many stories of La Sirène being kind of the sense of this keeper of secrets and sacred wisdom, because she carries the hidden knowledge of the deep. She not only carries spiritual power, but she also carries emotional truth. La Sirène is often seen in the Radarit. So most people, when you see in many ceremonies, not in all, but in many ceremonies across temples, you typically see her summoned and her music played during the règlement of the Rara Nation. However, La Sirène truly belongs to the Congo Rite. And the Congo Rite is really within Central Africa. So although she is revered and celebrated in the Rara Rite, she does have Congo roots to her origin. I think it's also interesting about Mambo La Sirène's, she's also linked to dreams, to divination. She's linked to mediumship. And many of her devotees, they sometimes receive visions through water, let's say through a mirror, through a basin, or through the sea itself. She gives people those types of spiritual gifts. I think it's also interesting in that Mambo La Sirène can be both a teacher and a test. To serve her is to learn balance between the world of feeling and the world of reason. And she can bless you with abundance or pull you under if you forget to listen. And listeners, there's a lot of mythology around the mystery of La Sirène. You'll hear time and time again in Haiti where people not only see visions or apparitions of La Sirene. Let's say though, people will say they see a mermaid sitting on a rock combing her hair, or they see a mermaid's tail. You also hear a lot of stories of people being pulled into the waters, right? They pulled into the waters, and sometimes people go quote unquote missing for what seems like days or years, but they come back. And when they come back, they have been blessed by La Sirene. She has taught them. She has blessed them not only with tremendous spiritual power, tremendous spiritual intelligence, but also with tremendous wealth. And so this is a story we hear time and time again in Haiti of people that have experienced her in that regard. And this is not something where an individual can go out and say, oh, I'm going to go seek out La Sirene for spiritual knowledge and wealth. She is very particular, as the mumble loa that she is. She's very particular about who she picks to go under the water. And there's individuals that are her devotees because they know of her power to seduce, her power to pull her chosen under the water, to take them with her, with them to her living quarters. There are certain people that actually stay far away from the water for fear of being taken by La Sirene. So it's a really interesting in how this story, regardless if we're talking about Northern Haiti or Southern Haiti, or we're talking about the central, we're talking about the capital, you hear these very consistent stories about apparitions of La Sirene, as well as about what she does for her devotees. While I don't spend a lot of time talking about how people may set up altars and offerings, just laws, I do want to talk about La Sirene's altar, because regardless of the lineage, there's a similar consistency that you can see in La Sirene's altar. So you typically see people would put seashells for her. They may put pearls, they may put mirrors and perfumes and musical instruments and the comb or a brush for her. So it's really interesting that you see an altar space for La Sirene is usually beautifully decked out. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, think about all the treasures of the ocean at the bottom of the sea. That's essentially kind of the aesthetic that you may see in a La Sirene altar space. So lastly, when we think and we speak about La Sirene, we're not just talking about this mythical mermaid. We are talking about Mambo La Sirene being a force of nature. Mambo La Sirene being the sacred intelligence of water. Mambo La Sirene being the mother of creation, the mother of all bodies of water across Earth. We talk about her being the ancestral memories that lives in the tides and the waves and the tears of her devotees. So I want to give a big, big shout out, a big Aibobo, a big Aibobo to La Sirene, to La Baleine, to Kong La Sirene, to Kong La Baleine, to Mambo La Sirene, to Mambo La Sirene Jama, to La Sirene Mambo Ezili, Reine de la Mer qui connaît Mister Glow. We salute all of the La Sirenes, all of the La Baleine Lois, those I know, those I don't know, those I said, those I didn't say, Aibobo, Aibobo, Aibobo. If we switch gears and talk about La Sirene from a comparative perspective across deities in other world religions, you'll see within, let's say, the Yoruba tradition in West Africa, and also in Santeria, Yemaya is the great mother of the ocean. So like La Sirene, she watches over the sea, she oversees motherhood and fertility. La Sirene is also, again, I talked about Mami Wata earlier in the episode. Mami Wata is also a similar deity to La Sirene. And Mami Wata is the great mother spirit of waters across West and Central Africa. If we look at ancient Greece, there is Amphitrite, the wife of Poseidon and the queen of the sea. And if we go back to Hindu tradition, there's Saraswati, the goddess of rivers, music, and learning. So there's a number, again, across world religions where we see similar energetic signatures of both Metagwe as well as La Sirene. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back and talk about what does it mean when you see Agwe and Mambo La Sirene surface in your life. Common signs to see and to really understand Metagwe and Mambo La Sirene's presence in your life. Many, many signs, listeners, to be aware of. One, if you feel called to water, let's say if you feel drawn to water, you love going to the beach, you love going staying in the ocean, you love sitting at the rivers, at the lakes, maybe you dream of the sea often. That is definitely a sign of Metagwe and La Sirene's presence in your life. If you keep noticing seashells, you notice boats, anchors, mermaids, dolphins. If you see the colors blue, white, and green often, which are actually my favorite colors, that can also be a sign of Metagwe and La Sirene in your life. If you're constantly dreaming or having visions of being in water, near water, being on the beach, meeting spirits, you may meet a man, let's say, in like a naval uniform, or if you see a woman with long hair coming out the water, or you see a mermaid, that also may be a sign of Metagwe and Mambo La Sirene's presence in your life. if you feel a need to wash, if you feel a need to cleanse, you know, to be able to release old emotions through baths. I know some people love taking spiritual baths. That also may be a nod to them being in your life. If you find that over time, your instincts and dreams and emotions feel sharper or more accurate, let's say if you have put up an altar space for them and you feel that your dreams have gotten sharper, your visions, your clairaudience, your clairvoyance, all the clairs, which we'll talk about in a future episode, you feel like your spiritual gifts have sharpened a bit. That also may be a sign of Metagwe and La Siren, because again, they represent that spiritual consciousness in Vodou. If you feel a call for structure, discipline, if you are a person that loves things that are orderly, that have purpose, that have direction, that may be a sign of Metagwe specifically. It has a strong presence in your life. If you are a musician, if you're an artist, you love music, you love poetry, you love art, that definitely speaks of La Siren's creative energy that may be flowing through you. And if you're an individual that you are always in a space of calm or steadiness, even after hard, challenging times, Aibobo to that. If you are a person that, you know, you have that steadfastness about yourself, even if you're going through something chaotic, you have this kind of steady kind of anchor, if you will, that also may be a sign that Agwe is helping you steer through the challenges of your life. And when we start to see Metagwe and Mambo La Siren surface in our lives, if you see them to start to show up, they start to show up in your dreams, they start to show up in your thoughts, in your daily life, it usually means the energy of the ocean is calling you. And remember, we talked about the energetic signature of the ocean earlier. That is about deep emotion, that is about movement, that's about reflection. Individuals that may be water signs, you may see Metagwe and Mambo La Siren being a presence, a steady presence in your life. But if you see them specifically kind of show up all of a sudden, Metagwe specifically, it may be a sign that you need direction. Metagwe helps navigate change. Metagwe helps devotees find their purpose or regain the discipline that they need in their lives. So his presence surfacing may feel like a gentle push for you to really take ownership of your life, for you to really be able to take control, take accountability for your life, for you to steer the ship of your life with focus, discipline, and integrity. If we see Mambo La Siren showing up and surfacing, she may be inviting you to go within, to go deeper, to listen to your heart. She may be inviting you to listen to your heart, to listen to your emotions, to pay attention to your dreams. Mambo La Siren shows up during times of spiritual growth, of spiritual creativity, of emotional healing. And Mambo La Siren's energy reminds us that beauty and power come from the depths from within. We're not just talking superficial beauty and superficial power. We're talking about that internal power, that internal beauty that lights up your aura, that makes you have what I call a magnetic energy around you. And if they appear together, if you find that you're seeing both Metagwe and Mambo La Siren showing up in all areas of your life, it usually is a nod to create a balance between your emotion, discipline, and action, to create a balance between discipline and flow, to create a balance between your logic and your intuition, because they work hand in hand, right? When we think about Metagwe focused on action, focused on logic and discipline, and then Mambo La Siren focused on emotion, on intuition and flow. They may be essentially guiding you to listen deeply to your inner voice. Take time to trust and listen to your inner voice. Take the time and make the space to heal from emotional wounds connected to the past. They're telling you to trust your spiritual gifts, especially if you have gifts that are through water, through music, or through dreams. But most importantly, they're telling you to find peace, right? Stop resisting life's tides and learn to ride with them, right? Learn to be more in flow. And I find, listeners, that when Mambo La Sien and Metagwe show up in our lives, it is to help us expand. If you are in a space, no matter what you're going through in life, but if you constantly are finding yourself stuck, feeling the sense of stagnation, feeling like you don't know like which direction to go, or you're feeling constraints by your environment, usually constraints are a sign and a call for expansion. Listeners, as Voduizas, we should never feel stuck. We should never be in a space of stagnation, given the powers that our spiritual laws provide to us. And so if you find yourself in that space and being and feeling constrained in a certain way, leaning on Metagwe to help you navigate the change you need, to help you find your purpose, to help you regain discipline, and also leaning into Mambo La Sien to help you go in deep, to help you expand, to help you through emotional healing, through spiritual growth, through creation. Ai Bobo. When we see them again showing up in our lives, it's a sign from your higher self that you are ready to grow and you are ready to expand in whatever form and shape that means for your expression of your incarnation. And so to our dearest, dearest Metagwe, guardian of the seas, to the loving Mambo La Sien, mother of all bodies of water, we love you and we honor you today. Thank you so much for guiding us on our journeys, for carrying our prayers across the waters, and reminding humanity to flow, to listen, and to remember. May your water and their waves continue to bless us, continue to protect us, continue to inspire all who honor you. Ai Bobo, Ai Bobo, Ai Bobo. With that, we're going to close out in prayer. Thank you to Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all the divine saints and spirits, ancestors and protectors, both known and unknown, who have accompanied us in this sacred gathering. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. We affirm that all that is needed has been received. All that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending your time with us in our digital laku. Make sure to take a moment to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. Have a question, thoughts, or comments about today's episode? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. Don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind who might need to hear these messages as well. Join us next time as we honor and love on the powerful force, Loa Bosu, the fierce bull spirits of Haitian Vodou. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. Ai Bobo. Ago ago, bo rababa, asao, alaso, ao shenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa sen bo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast. Imamu lele wo, oh imamu lele wo, lele imamu lele wo. Oh, maman, la la woy, la de en pays cap gaspillé.
garçon qui a gaspillé.
Thank you for joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.